Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Ed O'Bannon, our guest on This Week in America, talking about his book, Court Justice, The Inside Story of My Battle Against the NCAA. Talking about some of your ideas to fix college sports. One that's interesting, you talk about guaranteed health benefits for college athletes. Probably to people on the outside, you would think, you know what, you're there on scholarship, you're part of their responsibility. They will provide hospitalization, they will provide all of the health care, and probably long after they're gone if they have recurring injuries. But that's not really the case, is it?
No, it's not. There are, I wouldn't say opportunities, but you know, once you're done, you're done.
Yes.
All your health benefits and everything is gone. So, but your injuries are still there, you know. And so it's about fulfilling, you know, you just want to, we would like, or I would like, the promises to be fulfilled for life. If I provide, you know, entertainment and opportunity for you to make, you know, millions of dollars while I'm there, well, I deserve health benefits, you know, at least for the rest of my life.
Yes.
Since I did do those work, especially if I have an injury on your watch while on scholarship.
Yes.
So. Absolutely. That's one of the things we talk about.
It's interesting you address in the book Court Justice amateurism, and it's differently defined for various sports in college. Talk about that, because most people think an amateur is an amateur when you're playing college sports. You can actually have an agent and what, even sign a contract in some sports.
Yes, in hockey and in baseball, you can sign a contract. You can come out of high school, get drafted, sign a contract, have an agent, not like your draft status, and go back to school and play. And hockey is the same thing. I don't understand why basketball, you have to not only wait to be drafted into the NBA and the NFL for football, but you can't even have an agent to guide you in the right direction.
Yes.
Or have an agent to... or some type of representation to give you information on your possible draft status. It's kind of, for some people, for a lot of the athletes, it's a crapshoot. You know, I hear through the television that I'll be drafted, you know, mid first round, you know, to mid second round, and well, that's not good enough. You know, they need representation to let them know exactly where they are. And if they don't like it, you know, and they get drafted and you don't like your draft status, why not go back to school? I don't understand why, you know, why you can't go back to school. I mean, what harm does it?
Well,
know,
hopefully that's something that they're going to take a look at. And a few minutes left in the program, I want to talk about the scholarship, because to most people, they're thinking, he's got a full four-year ride.
Right.
That really—that's not the way it works, is it? They can pull your scholarship at any time.
Absolutely, they can pull it after 1 year. My daughter had hers pulled after 1 year. Look, it happens. It can happen to anybody. Everyone thinks that it's a four-year deal. No, it's 1 year. If they like you, if you're producing, that sort of thing, then they'll sign you again. If not, they will get rid of you. And you have to find a quote-unquote education at another institution. Although you're supposed to be there for education, if you're not producing on the court, they will ship you off somewhere else. So a bit hypocritical, but yes, it's just a one-year deal.
The book, we end with a smile as you're sitting in a college baseball park watching your son, Edward III, throw a baseball game, and you sort of let us know that was always sort of what the big dream you had was doing that with the Dodgers someday. Talk about that, because you close the book with that, and it's like, you know, this is what college sports are all about.
Absolutely. I grew up a Dodger fan. I can name off my favorite team, And so that was my biggest thing. And I, you know, through this lawsuit, I never wanted it to be, like you said, a revolution. It was just a call to action. It was just recognizing that there needed to be a right where there's so much wrong being done to these college former athletes and current athletes. And, you know, at the end of the book, we just wanted to, you know, shed some light, a small light on what my life is like. And that, a lot of it is spent watching my kid on the pitcher's mound, playing the sport that I absolutely love.
You have to sit back with a smile on your face and say to yourself, you know, I sort of started this conversation. It used to be nobody would even think of taking on the NCAA, which is why you got the phone call looking for a lead plaintiff in the class action suit. You took them on. You won all of the story in the book Court Justice, The Inside Story of My Battle Against the NCAA. Former UCLA basketball star Ed O'Bannon, our guest on the program and the author, book available all across the country. Ed, this has been so much fun having you on the program. It is an excellent book. Thank you for sharing it with us on the program today.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate you having me on your show.
The book is Court Justice, The Inside Story of My Battle Against the NCAA. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.